time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Hump Day Wednesday, February 25th, 2026 edition. House Speaker Matt Hall is proposing a property tax cut package. In his property tax reduction relief package would basically cost $5 billion in revenue. Now, I do not support this reduction in property tax. I want to eliminate it altogether. Many of you know I fully support Carla Wagner's petition drive. She's still playing rolling calendar with the number of petition sheets that even as we speak right now, the end of February, she says she's still getting sheets back from volunteers. I want to make an announcement right here, right now. If you have any signatures for the Axe My Tax proposal, stop getting the signatures and mail it in. Carla wants to figure out what 180-day rolling window calendar she can use signatures from and then make a count. And let us know whether or not we have enough signatures to put on the ballot or if we failed. So if you have any signatures right now, mail those in. Well, Matt Hall says that his plan to backfill the lost $5 billion in his proposed property tax cut package sounds very familiar to many of us old-timers, both in Lansing and those of us who have been following this for the last 10, 15 years. His proposal is to expand the state's 6% sales tax on a limited basis to services that cater to high-income individuals and families, while not taxing personal services used by families from lower-income brackets. The idea is to use 6% sales tax on discretionary services, but not on essential services. On Matt Hall's wish list of the services he would like to tax would be limousines, country club memberships, private jets, marinas, travel agencies who book trips for individuals, skiing, golf, excuse me, golf at golf courses, AI services, newspaper publishing, performing arts, you go to a concert, you go to any type of museum, environmental consulting, and political ads. Okay. We got a list here of what services that would be shielded from the 6% sales tax on services. We'll continue the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention to safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. House Speaker Matt Hall, Republican, is proposing a $5 billion property tax cut package. And he plans to replace that lost revenue with an old idea that's been floated around going all the way back to Governor Jennifer Granholm. What he's proposing is the sales tax, 6%, we charge on when you buy things in the state of Michigan. Well, he wants to apply a 6% use tax on services that cater to high-income individuals and families. I just read off the long list. Country club memberships, private jets, marinas, travel agencies, skiing, golf, performing arts, environmental consulting, and political ads. If you're wealthy enough or have raised enough money for your campaign, you pay for a political ad, he wants to charge you a 6% use tax. Well, on the list of lower income bracket individuals, Matt Hall thinks that the sales tax use tax expansion would be shielded when it comes to using legal services, nail salons, barbershops, landscaping services, health care, car repairs, child care, veterinarian services, dry cleaning, and streaming, whether it be internet or TV streaming. Now, a lot of us, this all sounds very familiar because back in the day, former Governor Jennifer Granholm was wrestling with a bucket of red ink in her final state budget. In 2007, she offered up a sales tax on many of the exact same items Speaker Hall hopes to hold harmless. The ones that she wanted to tax, Hall says he won't tax. Also, Granholm struggled but got the measure passed. However, immediately following the passage of these sales tax, use tax on services, a fortified lobbying assault from segments of the business community managed to undo what the governor did just as the new law was taking effect. What they negotiated was an exchange for a blanket surcharge on the business tax at the time. Well, Speaker Hall is confident that history will not repeat itself. Hall says by abandoning putting any of the stuff up to the voters in November, he is taking the legislative route. This only requires 56 votes in the House, 20 votes in the Senate, and the governor's signature. Why? Because they're not amending our state's constitution. This is being done legislatively. Now, if he can get the 20 votes in the Senate with the Democrats' majority or gridlock, which may take place after the May 5th special election for the 35th State Senate District, I don't know if Whitmer would even sign this. But Hall says, I do believe that Democrats, at least some Democrats, will vote for this when they fully learn about my proposal. They're going to see that it's going to save the average citizen hundreds of dollars a year. And with the utility cuts, it'll probably save them thousands of dollars. Utility cuts? I don't see that on the list. Okay, well, I just reread that paragraph. It's not in there. So I don't even know what he's talking about. Matt Hall says he's done the math, showing that the new limited tax shift on the wealthy would net about $4.73 billion out of the $5 billion price tag his overall property tax cut package is going to cost. It ends up that a $270 million tax cut I think this will be the biggest tax reform in Michigan's history. This, of course, is without talking about Harry Johnson and other Republican candidates for governor talking about eliminating the state income tax. Paul then said, there's enough money to backfill 100% of the schools first and most of the locals' revenue, but not completely. He quickly adds that for the concerned local government types, as revenue grows, he believes that that number, that deficit, will correct itself. He said he thinks part of the new service fees will be consumed by tourists, and also explained that consumers will have a choice about whether to purchase these services, including the 6% hike. He explained that if those individuals spend less than $15,000 on limos, they will share in the part of the tax savings along with everyone else. At the end of this story, he did mention that he has not shared this plan yet with the governor. I will take it to her from here and let you know what she thinks about it. So this is going to be very, very, very interesting as he moves this proposal forward. And again, those taxes on services that Granholm proposed back in 2007, he is not including them. Cliff Tellini, that is a stupid idea by Speaker Hall. Just eliminate property taxes and raise the sales tax 2%, giving the local government more of the revenue sharing, and cut the crap out of the state's proposed budget of $88 billion. Yep, absolutely agree with that. Patriot Pat, listening in this morning, is it really too much to ask these budget breakers to cut wasteful spending versus punishing those of us that signed the front of a paycheck? See, they're not looking at this from a businessman standpoint. Pat, if you look at his list, every single one of these services is being done by the private sector. And sorry, it's not just wealthy individuals. Marinas. A lot of regular folks have a boat, maybe a small ski boat or a fishing boat, a sailboat, whatever, and they store it at a marina. Travel agencies. When we've gone on some travel excursions in the past, we've used a travel agent. Skiing at a ski resort. How about golf? Really? Newspaper publishing. Okay, let's go over that one. Newspapers are going bankrupt. Many of them are going out of business. He wants to tax newspaper publishing? Even limousines. I'm sure there are people out there that own these companies that would go, wait a minute. I get regular folks all the time when they want to go out and party as a group. They're going to be consuming alcohol. They don't want to drink and drive. So they call a local limousine company. Now, private jets, that I can agree with. If you have enough money to rent, lease a private jet for a trip instead of flying commercial, yeah, I think you can afford 6% use tax. Country club memberships? Country club? Or are you talking about regular golf memberships? You know, it's just crazy. I have never agreed with taxing services that are provided by small businesses. But again, he is excluding nail salons, barbershops, landscaping, healthcare, car repairs, veterinarian services, and child care. But again, it's a shift in tax, is basically what it is. Conservative patriot Dave Ajima opining about Donald Trump's State of the Union address. Dave says Trump's State of the Union address last night was excellent, but it makes me angry that when I ran on stopping illegal immigration back in 2007, I was mocked by especially the Democrats and many weak Republicans. They are totally ignorant. Had they passed my bills back then, we would not have Sharia law in courts, no illegal immigrants getting driver's licenses, let alone CDL, and even holding our jobs. However, most lack the guts to stand in the face of corruption, and they are guilty by their silence. Absolutely agree with you, Dave, 100%. The only thing that got a little bit just boring for me was his continually going off the teleprompter and his personal attacks on the Democrats. I mean, he basically took off the gloves last night. And I'm totally surprised that U.S. Congresswoman Omar from Minnesota, I was surprised she even had enough blood left in her body to walk out of the chamber. He splattered her blood everywhere. She was so upset, she almost started crying. It was great. I loved it. When he said the fraud in Minnesota from these Somalians, we are on top of it, we are investigating it, and we are going to find the $19 billion that was stolen from the United States government. I thought Omar was just going to break down and just cry like a baby. And Rashida Tlaib, that idiot sitting right next to her, she had a button on. Did you notice her button on her lapel? F ICE. She's the most foul-mouthed, disrespectable congresswoman we have in Congress. Unbelievable. But it showed their true colors. And especially when they chose not to stand for a couple of President Trump's comments, showed their true colors. I just hope the American people were watching it. Unbelievable. Well, this proposal by Hall is going to be talked about. He's going to brainstorm it with the governor. Let's see if she mentions it tonight at her State of the State address at 7 p.m. I'll be watching that one too. Thank God it's at 7. Trump's was way too late for me. I got to admit, I did not stay through the end. Greg O'Neill did.